Well, greetings and welcome to another exciting episode of the Pulling on Heaven podcast here with Pastor Gary Zamora. Pastor,
hey, Steve,
thanks for being here today.
You too.
Oh man, it's such an honor to be here and do this with you. As I say every time, it's probably kind of boring in our opening that we say the same thing every time, but it is an honor.
Well, you know, we could say something different, but I don't think it'd be great if we said, you know, I just really don't enjoy this very much.
And yeah, to change it up, I was just saying, you know, I don't really like you. I don't know why.
Wrap
I'm here.
It up, you know. So no, there's scripture. You know, I mean, we don't rewrite the word, but we quote a lot of it. I mean, some people may try to rewrite it, but this is the day God has made.
Amen.
I rejoice and I'm glad in it. There's something really profound about consistency. So,
yes.
Welcome, Steve, and thanks for joining me.
Thank
and
you.
I'm glad to be joining you. Or am I joining you?
No, I'm joining you.
Oh, but I think I'm joining you.
We're joining together because everything is connected.
There you go.
Watch last week
That's
if you
right.
need more on that.
Yeah.
No, I think I had the honor of getting to open at church this past Sunday, and I said, welcome to another exciting edition of This Is the Greatest Season of Your Life, which that could also be the name of the church, the podcast, everything, because that's true, right? Because that's,
it is.
And why, how do we know that? Why I think that ties into something I think would be fun to talk about today is that you can go through life, you could be in the greatest season of your life and not realize it.
Oh, most certainly.
You could be in a bad season of your life, but if you think it's a good season of your life, you may not experience as bad. And so I think what a lot of that comes down to what we were talking about before is the idea of revelation, you know, and how dependent we are on living by the revelation of God, and that it seems like so much of the early church, the New Testament church, but also Israel, so many of the patriarchs, you know, they lived by the revelation of God.
Yeah.
And so I thought it'd be fun today to talk a little bit more about what that is. What is the revelation of God? Why, how we can gain the revelation of God different than, let's say, we have the scripture. The scripture is important, but they didn't live just in what was beyond. They lived in the ongoing now relationship of God and his revelation and that hunger for that.
Well, revelation is living. Revelation is being alive. That's what revelation is.
Yeah.
Rehearsing the past is kind of like living where you were or existing where you were, but not living where you are. And the word tells us that every day is new. We know that. I see every morning, every day, not just as another day, but I think of it as this is the day God has, as the scriptures say, this is the day God has made.
Yeah.
I mean, all the dynamics, all the known and unknown realities of a day showing up is a wonder. I mean, if you start to really think about what's going on, God created it. I don't think about just waking up to another day. I think about this is the day God made, like the first day. This is the day God has made. And revelation is living. Christ said, I am the way, I'm the truth, I am the life. And revelation is really experiencing God in a new is a relevant term to, you know, I mean, in a newfound way, a newfound experience. You know, a newfound moment every day. No day is the same, but the sun comes up the same. You know, it changes positions as we go through the year, seasons, times. But those are just really, I think of it as positioning of the universe, if you will, and God saying, "What do you see today?"
Yeah.
And that's the power. So, I mean, revelation was necessary in the garden. I reference the garden all the time because you see God's intentions in the beginning, and it's important. And why is it important? Because God doesn't change, because he's everything. You see endless possibilities and endless potential and endlessness of God, but he is the fullness of all things. So in a relationship with God, you're going to have revelation all the time. Revelation is living. It's the unfolding of God's glory, sharing his mind. You know, it's kind of like going to a restaurant. You may go to your favorite restaurant or one of your favorite restaurants and have a meal that you really enjoy. And you go there the first time, it's great. You ever had this experience? You go there the next time, yep. And it's great. And you go there and you bring some friends with you in town. Now you're sold. This is the best whatever it is. You know, this is the best fish or the best whatever it is you're going to eat there. Like Branzino, a lot of times I like fish and soups and vegetable things. That's what I enjoy. But I've gone before and went, what is wrong with this today? And it always happens. Seems like it always happens when you
bring somebody
after you have bragged about how amazing it is. It's like, where is the chef today? Well, he's on vacation. You know, yeah. But every experience is intended to be different. It's not a pre-thought out plan, but the intentions of God are certain, but it doesn't mean they show up the same way all the time.
Yeah.
And learning how to navigate life, we think about that. But here's the problem I see even with that term. Learning to navigate has a connotation of like trying to make it through.
Yeah.
Trying to get through the day or get through the week or the month or the trying to get through, and you miss all the glory that's connected to this is the day God has made. And if we look at it that way, there's a revelation in that. Yeah. There's a revelation in just thinking about this is a day. So what is revelation? I'm living.
Yeah.
I'm living the intentions of God. And experiencing God is never an old thing. Experiencing God is always something new. But you can experience a new thing with an old mindset. And if you're just, you know, you can go and have that meal and everybody at the table is going, this is, something's wrong. But you're just so determined that it is the same thing that you eat all the time and it's bad. You know, I ate something. We were out at a restaurant eating something or somewhere. We were, maybe it was a snack. I think we're having a snack. And I don't eat a lot of salami or anything like that, but they had brought some salami out. So I thought, why not? I'll give it a try. And I tasted and thought, man, that's why I don't eat it. This is horrible stuff. And there were several of us there eating and, you know, everybody seemed to be okay with it. And I'm thinking, it's just me because I don't like salami, but this is what it tastes like. Well, it was spoiled.
Oh, jeez.
And I didn't know it until we're about midway through. I think one of my daughters said, Dad, does this taste right to you? I said, no, it tastes terrible, but it's salami, you know? And all the salami lovers out there are saying, what's wrong with you? But it's just me. I just don't care for it very much. But it was spoiled. Yeah. But I had made up my mind it was okay and it wasn't okay. Okay. It wasn't okay. And sometimes that's what we do. We do the kind of the reverse of that. This just isn't what it's supposed to be. And God's saying, this is a good day, but the way that thing you're eating, that experience that you're making out of this meal or this moment is bad. Don't think that way. Don't put that in your mouth. Don't eat that. It's bad. You know, there's just, when it's spoiled. And to think that we're just trying to get through is like eating spoiled salami. It tastes bad, you know? It's just not, don't eat it. Don't let the appearance or the necessity to try and get through life be your roadmap to living. Yeah. Revelation is living. It's God saying, hey, Steve, this is who I am to you today.
Yeah.
And in what you're experiencing today, you're the fruit. I want you to interpret the soil that you're in today. Now, I've already predestined you, but I've given you decision power. I've given you faith. And faith is the ability to make a decision either based on what we see or feel or what God says.
Yeah.
So revelation is living. That's the best way. Not trying to make it through, not eating bad salami and saying this is just the way it, you know, this meal tastes. It's just what it is. I don't like it, but I'm going to eat it anyway because it's here. No, this is the greatest season of your life.
Yeah. And I think it causes us without revelation. I mean, it's so much, I think that's where so much of the, we talk about spiritual warfare a lot, or we talk about the the lack of the reality of spiritual warfare a lot. But really it's that revelation that, you know, through getting God speaking through you into my life, I know changed so much. I know when you were younger, you talk about how you were really into spiritual warfare when you were much younger. And then I came out of a church where I was very into spiritual warfare.
And
when you first started speaking to me about it, it was like, I didn't think you were a heretic, but I was like, I think you're wrong. I did this. Yeah. And we've talked of even on this podcast before, some of the earlier episodes, but we would go back and forth, and it was like this iron sharpening iron it was just really awesome. And then the revelation, which till that revelation kind of came, and then you go, those things in your life, then these things in my own life, and I know you've talked about it in your own life, that used to be things that I would look at was almost the flip side of the spoiled, like, this is spoiled salami. I don't want this. This is terrible. I don't want to experience this. Yeah. And yet realizing, oh, wait a minute, what if God's in that? What if the things that are happening and working for my good that I'm calling the devil, the enemy, something that's trying to stop my destiny, are those very things that are actually empowering to me to my destiny?
And revelation, that's what changed you. And I say this too, that time of going, you know, I had never encountered a Steve Blend before. I had encountered different people that, you know,
sure.
But a Steve Blend was a different dynamic for me. And it sharpened me because I'm what's in my mind is that actually is a really good perspective to come from. Now, because I knew the reality, but I hadn't walked in all the phases of it.
Yeah.
And I know we still haven't. I hadn't walked in all the dimensions of it, but you in you know, being somewhat of an opposition to it based on your understanding. Our
of
understanding
the word, yeah.
can be an opposition.
Yep.
It opened me up to even a greater understanding because your opposition became my revelation.
Wow.
And then same thing
and
happened.
And then it came back to me.
Same thing to you. Exactly. So there just isn't any way in reality have what is called a bad piece of salami day.
Yes, exactly.
Unless you eat spoiled salami.
Yes, unless
you know,
you eat spoiled salami.
This is just the day. We're just going to get through it. We're going to make it through. I can't wait for tomorrow to show up. And listen, it isn't that I am not without understanding as to how that feels. I'm not saying that those feelings can't present themselves through some things that happen. But what do you do with it? We live. We live in it and not just trying to get through it. We live through the possibilities. No, we live through the promises. You know, possibilities and opportunities. And then there's revelation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible this. I might have an opportunity to do that. But here's my revelation about today. And we start off small. This is the greatest season of my life. And then, you know, your emotions or your mind or someone around you says, how can you say that? What do you mean? I'm not speaking by doubt. I'm not speaking by experience. I'm living by revelation. And that's the foundation. When you think about a mindset, it becomes the foundation upon which you're going to build your house, your life, your future. And if we as a body, and I grew up in that, you know, today's a trying day. We're going to get through it, and tomorrow is going to be better. That seemed too far away from me. Something in my spirit said, then you're throwing the day away. And the word says, this is the day God has made. I'm supposed to rejoice. I believe God. This is the greatest season of my life. Maybe it's like, I can't imagine things going worse than they're going today, but this is the greatest day of my life. But something inside of you, just like you and I, sharpening iron years and years ago, or maybe just 1 year ago.
Yeah,
just a few years ago. A
couple weeks ago.
it helps you. It empowers you. It gives you the Adam, Son of God, the power to be able to take dominion in that garden. Instead of doubting the word of God, because you know we have a different opinion here, and it based on what my feelings tell me, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, getting over this. I wouldn't mind paying someone back for this day, and it's got to be the day. You know, we just want to pay someone back. We just want vengeance sometimes because it's such a bad day. But if we determine the foundation of our lives is there will never be a bad day in my life, not because I want it or because I doubt it or even because I believe it. It's because God said it, and I believe God.
Yeah.
I just believe God. He is my day. He's good. He's present. He can't leave me because he created me out of his own thoughts. So I'm as close to him as his thoughts are because that's where I came from, his word and his thoughts. This is the greatest season of my life. I'm going through some revelation time.
Yeah.
And that's where God is revealed. Changes everything. You can build a different house.
And I think what's powerful about that is that it's more than just, okay, this is a coping mechanism, you know, okay, this mindset, which it helps in the sense that, okay, I can reframe my perspective. So now maybe I'm less depressed. I'm less anxious, whatever, but it's more,
opens a door.
So much more than that. We were talking earlier about the idea of, you know, when you look at something like the garden and you look at Adam and Eve, and God had said to them, give them a prophetic word, basically. You're to go forth and take dominion over the earth.
Yeah.
You know, so that's their job, is to take dominion. So they could sit there, you know, as if they were in a today's church service saying, God is, you can't believe this word I got from God. He says, I'm going to have dominion over the whole earth. And that's amazing. I'm going to believe that. Okay. And that's fantastic. And then next thing up, you know, here comes a serpent that starts questioning everything.
Right.
But without the revelation of taking what that prophetic word was for the future and living in it, that this is the season now, they then missed that here's the serpent. It's the very, immediately they're given the opportunity to walk out the dominion
that God promised
them. That God promised them and told them that they would be successful at.
Right.
Okay. And yet they didn't at all. And they missed it. And they missed seeing that opportunity. Because I think if you go into that opportunity and you go, the serpent's questioning, you know, where I stand in my relationship to God and the image of God and all that, that seems like an opportunity to exert dominion.
Right.
But they didn't have that revelation about the experience that they went through.
And she had the knowledge,
yeah,
but not the revelation.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's living in the moment, or the time we were talking about last Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's living in the moment. And this is what I mean by that. God said, and this is the only way that can be, that's called worshiping God. Worship is just believing what God said is who you are, what you are, and the way it's going to turn out, because he and he alone is God. He and he alone is the one that determines what the day is.
Yeah.
And he's foretold a day we're not living in yet, but the foundation goes back to the first commandment. Love the Lord your God and have no other gods before you. Love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. So here's a serpent, and you go, well, yeah, there's the enemy. No, God said he had made the most cunning creature, and he blessed it. Everything he had made, everything, including the serpent. Serpent was their revelation. This is what I say. Eve says, but God has said. And now Eve lives the revelation.
Mm.
No, like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. No, we will not. God, Daniel, I'm going to pray three times a day. Just like I said, I am determined to follow through. There is nothing that will avenge your enemies, anything that comes against you, like the spirit of consistency. That's dominion. I'm going to stay there. God said it, and there's no other way for it to be, because he is the blessing that I am. So the serpent represented what? The opportunity to take, as you said, the blessedness of dominion, which was revelation. So we can hear a word, but unless we walk in it as it is the only way, then it's not revelation, because revelation is to live in it. So I'm going to live in it. So let's rewrite the idea that could have taken place in Genesis. So Eve comes, the serpent says, and she said, but God said, and then he says, but you surely won't die because God knows, and you say, but God said. Now you tell the serpent what I say all the time. Serpent, let your ear hear your mouth say,
yes.
God has said. That's dominion. Make the circumstances around you bow. Now, it's not just a feel-good exercise.
No.
It opens a door, and things begin to change. the autonomy of things, the articulation of things, the way things function, the way things move. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, the earth responded, mm-hmm. okay? Because God gave them dominion. And their doubt, their uncertainty, their fear, the death that happened in them, and what was that? They knew for the first time they disobeyed God, and that'll kill you. That kills your spirit, kills your mind, and the earth responded to it. So same thing today. When you're obedient by faith, God has said, and it's the only way it will ever turn out, no matter what I see, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel in the lion's den, endless, Moses, stick your staff out over the water. It's a staff, and that's a lot of water. God has said, this is the only way it can turn out. That's revelation. Revelation is living in what God said, as it is the only way. And then through that, what happens? God begins to reveal things to you you did not know, but he put it on the inside of you all the time. And yeah. what he's revealing isn't coming from the outside in, it's coming from the inside out. That's why he said, I am the branch, I am the vine, you are the branch. So what I'm here for is to produce who I am through you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Well, and it becomes that empowering. I think of the revelation, even if you look at Jesus Christ himself. So Jesus, without the revelation of who Jesus is, even Peter had the revelation. He said, who men said I am? He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
Jesus is a guy who came, said some nice things, was crucified for it, died on the cross. Okay.
Right.
Even if you say, okay, and he rose again, okay, came back to life. But if you don't embrace the revelation of who and what he is, it doesn't do anything
it's
for
God
you.
God in the flesh. Yeah.
Because then he is just a guy who died on a cross, you know? But when you when you can embrace and hold on to that revelation, it's not something that is just something that intellectually changes you. Mm-hmm. It's something that supernaturally changes you.
It does.
It's that embracing of revelation that unlocks the supernatural.
And we are more spirit than we are human. That's why I don't use or care for the phrase, I'm only human.
Yeah.
If you were only human, that means you're only dirt and you'd just be lying around blowing all over the place, you know? You're more than human. God breathed the spirit of life. He has his purpose into the earth, and man became a living soul. And then when Christ came and the spirit comes in, we become as he is. We become quickened by his spirit. And there's more tangible spirit to us than there is a natural essence to us. Mm. I mean, our dreams are not tangible. Our hopes, our love, our compassion, our forgiveness, our kindness, our gentleness, our meekness, our grace, all of those things that make us who we are, they're not tangible.
Right.
They're spirit. You know, they're an attitude. They carry a presence with them. God's spirit is our attitude. God's spirit is our essence. And when we do what we're talking about, we're not just going through this emotional exercise so we can make it through and feel better. What we're really doing is we're connecting our intellect, if you will, our minds to the reality, to revelation. Christ revealed in us, living. He is the living way. Christ revealed, I'm living. That's revelation. I'm walking in it. And what we're doing is unlocking the reality of who we are, the truth of who we are. That's why Jesus said, if you'll seek my kingdom, what is the kingdom? The same thing that any kingdom would be. A kingdom takes on a providence, a place, takes on the attitude, the structural integrity, the building, the law and order of the king's mind. So a kingdom is the mind of the king. How the king thinks, that's how he runs his kingdom. That's what his kingdom is. And we are that revelation of the king's mind, the kingdom of God. And in that is the fullness of who we are, because we are in him. So revelation is essential. That's why it's important. You know, that's why it's important to come to church hungry. You should wake up hungry. God, say something to me that you want me to know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, you can have the tendency to wake up and go, this is Friday, or this is this day, or I've got to deal with this, or I have to deal with that. And before you even go there, God, what do you want me to know about today? Tell me. I know you'll answer me because you are faithful. That's revelation. Simple things that we don't even tread those waters as revelation, but they are. We're treading the waters of revelation because we're saying, I know what I have need of, and so do you, but what is your will?
Yeah.
Because his will way override on most occasions and in most events, it will well override what we anticipate. And that's where he says, I'll do exceeding abundant and beyond all you know to ask or think.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that day.
Absolutely.
That's a revelation day.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've shown up to church with being in whatever personal crisis situation going like, Lord, I need a word either prophetically or just, Lord, I just pray that the sermon or something addresses me where I'm at,
yeah.
You know, and you get there and then you hear a word that's got nothing to do with where you're at, but it is so transformative in the revelation of what it is that what you want in there, that need you felt you needed to be met, suddenly isn't all that trying to you anymore.
Yeah, revelation, you know, or your the
ability, yeah, or your yeah. ability to deal with this issue is taken care of by the revelation of something greater about God.
Yeah, and you know, they're just exactly, there are those times that you hear God, and then whatever that situation was, it was going upside down, it just miraculously went away.
Yeah.
God rules over the circle of the earth. God rules in the nations of men. God does wonders. You know, it's not just a mindset. It's a foundation for what God already planned to do. And you're the interpretation of that when you walk by faith. Otherwise, you're just trying to get through another day.
Right.
I'm just trying to. But the foundation begins with, this is the greatest season of my life. God's doing. I'm not talking about what I'm going through, what I need, what I want, what I do or don't have. I'm talking about what God has said. That's revelation. That's the steps of revelation. Revelation isn't something you have to wait for. Revelation is something you wade, like you're wading through a tremendous amount of water through a flood. You're wading through the presence of the Lord. You're wading through revelation. You may not get it, but the revelation has to be what Abraham's was. We're coming back. We're going up to make sacrifice. He knew what God told him he was going to do. But he said, but I know the word of God is true. And even if I do, even if he does die, then God will raise him. Something will happen because I have a revelation that God told me that these events were going to take place. So Abraham became that revelation.
Yeah.
That's why God said, Now I know. I'm going to talk about, God willing, I'm going to talk about revelation probably the next Sunday. I'm sure when this airs, but revelation, and the revelation is God's experience.
Mm.
I mean, wow. Does God have an experience? Does God have experiences? And I want to share that. But God's so alive inside of you. God's so alive inside of you. He cares for you. He loves you. But he's doing more than what we think we need him to do. He's working his will in you. He's shaping an idea of his own that he made you to be. And if you just trust him, and when I say trust him, walk, let your ear hear your mouth say what you don't even feel. And you're not lying to yourself. You're taking dominion over what you're sensing, feeling, and you're making things happen. You're coming into a time,
yeah.
And you're saying, this is the greatest season of my life. It may feel like the worst day of your life. Make an exchange. You go to the store, you may have them the cash or have them a card for a loaf of bread or whatever it is you're buying. You make an exchange. Make an exchange for the day. Make an exchange at the storehouse of God and say, this is the greatest season of my life. God, show me what you want me to know. You know, we can be sitting there saying, God, I need to know, just like you said, I need to know about this. And then God says, if I tell you what I want you to know, what you think you need to know,
yeah.
Won't even be anything you want to know. It'll become irrelevant because my no is going to trump your I need to know.
Yep.
And that's the power of God. It overcomes our needs and what we want, and it becomes something so much, so much greater. And I know you and I have, and many people have seen that happen over and over and over, but if you make it not your lifestyle, make it your revelation of living. Revelation is living in the word of God, in the confidence that it's the only way it can turn out. Now, it may look different than you anticipated, but it'll be better than you expected.
Man. Amen. I think I did. What else can you say about that? I mean, that is fantastic. And thank you, Pastor, for what a powerful word. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in again. And we look forward to seeing you guys next time. Thanks so much.
God bless.